Ex-husband faces charges for hanging prank. I got a hanging prank. For those of you who feel uncomfortable with the fact that I'm now going to do a kind of a little bit on hanging, this would be your time to find another station. A man in central New York faces criminal charges for faking his own hanging as an April Fool's joke on his ex-wife. According to authorities, Randy Wood phoned his ex-wife last Thursday, said he had something he wanted to show her. She found him with a rope around his neck hanging from a tree in the front yard of his home. Authorities said that Wood actually had secured himself with a lineman's harness, but his ex-wife called 911 before he could tell her it was all a joke. He could face a fine and jail time. Now, that is a good gag. Let's at least give him some credit there. That is a good gag. The truly great April Fool's gags are going to be your rather extreme-type pranks. And this one ranks right up there with some of the more extreme pranks I've heard about from last week. I know on April Fool's Day, I woke up my wife in the morning with a shotgun in my mouth, telling her the depression was back again. A biography of Hemingway in my lap. Anyway, she got really upset. And I said April Fool's fairly quickly, I think. But she said later that she didn't understand me because of the gun barrel being in my mouth. But these are some of the great gags if you're thinking of planning some for next year. Or hell, why wait? As long as it's April, I think you can do these jokes all month long. Another pretty fun gag is to have your girlfriend's new car crushed in a salvage yard compactor and deposited on her front lawn with a human arm sticking out the side and a note attached to the arm asking if she still has a crush on you. She's... Now, what's the common theme with all these pranks? Death, right? Death. And what's more of a practical joke than death, really? It's the universe's little joke on all of us. Just when we have life figured out, just when we have the decent retirement plan and the kids out of the house giving us all the time in the world, we croak. If that ain't April Fool's, I don't know what is. Well, we'll be back.